This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Google kicked off Native American Heritage Month in November with an interactive doodle. The Google Doodle honored the late Zuni Pueblo weaver, potter, and fiber artist Wiwa. The late Wiwa was a revered cultural leader devoting their life to cultural preservation. Zuni Pueblo artist Mallory Kwiatkowski collaborated with Google on the project.
Wiwa was basically our first ambassador to Washington, D.C. She used to accompany our governor to Washington as a translator. They used to call Wiwa the Zuni princess, and people would flock to come see Wiwa demonstrate the arts that she was very well known for, pottery, weaving, and Zuni. She was very well thought of, very endearing person, generous, a mediator for everybody. Wiwa was born a male, but lived their life as a woman, doing female roles within Zuni culture, but also still practicing all the male roles as well.
Kwiatkowski worked on the images and interactive weaving demo.
Their story is still alive. This legacy that Wiwa, you know, has, I feel that we all should take part in it.
The artist hopes the public enjoyed learning about Zuni history, culture, and way of life. The Coquille tribe is fighting to save Chinook salmon. As KLCC's Brian Bull reports, efforts to control invasive bass recently took a turn.
On a special electrified boat coursing through the Coquille River, a team of Coquille tribal members and personnel from the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife gaze over the rippling green waters, nets in hand. They scoop up fish drifting belly up, stunned from the electrical field that emanates from the front of the craft. The bass have plagued the Coquille River for over a decade, biologists say. They feed on young Chinook salmon, which has hurt their numbers. ODFW biologist Gary Vandero says this electrofishing initiative is just one of many efforts to reduce the bass, which many officials believe are introduced into this waterway illegally.
We don't know for sure. There are smallmouth bass in neighboring watersheds, so most likely somebody caught them in another watershed and brought them over here. About 2018, the fall Chinook population took a really hard nosedive.
A very hard nosedive. Coquille Tribal Chair Brenda Mead says ODFW's research shows that in 2010, there were 30,000 returning Chinook salmon, but only 275 in 2019.
That's a 99% decrease in return numbers for our salmon. We immediately declared an emergency. It's a very inhospitable environment for our salmon today.
Other factors besides invasive bass include pollution, river and ocean conditions, and insufficient brood stock. The electrofishing operation wrapped up in mid-September, but not after crews took out nearly 5,000 smallmouth and striped bass. Coquille Tribal Elder Bill Murphy says their latest efforts will hopefully mean more Chinook salmon coming back to the Coquille River in the coming months.
When we harvest the salmon, we honor them by returning the bones so that they make sure the fish return every year. And we live in harmony with the fish, and when the fish aren't doing good, we're not doing good. So trying to eradicate these predators seems to be the answer.
For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull on the Coquille River in southwestern Oregon.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian, presenting the annual Native Cinema Showcase. 47 films representing 39 Native nations in 13 countries, available from November 12th to the 18th on demand at americanindian.si.edu.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for nearly 40 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.